Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there are great challenges facing the United States and the United States military. The United States military involved right now in trying to provide emergency supplies, particularly ammunition, to the defenders of Ukraine. And also supply are very involved in trying to deliver emergency supplies of a humanitarian nature to civilians in Gaza, and doing that by building a pier and by helping with transport of those supplies pending some kind of general ceasefire that would make matters much easier. We're going to be speaking about some of the challenges to the U.S. military, and most of all, the budgetary challenges for a country where facing all of the dangers we face from Russia and China and Iran and North Korea, our defense budget is shrinking when adjusted for inflation. We will get to that with Dr. Mark Esper, who was a distinguished Secretary of Defense, head of the Pentagon, in the last days of the Trump administration. We'll also be talking about a new report that's gotten a great deal of publicity that sends messages that I don't think the people at Gallup really tend to send. A report that says that identification in the U.S. of LGBTQ plus Americans is higher than ever before, now nearly double of what it used to be. And they are reporting that among women, young women, one out of five identifies as LGBT. That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer, or plus. How can that be? That 20% of young American women identify as LGBTQ. I'll tell you the real secret behind these figures from the Gallup organization. But first, there's actually some good news for Ron DeSantis. And he is no longer running for president, not this time, but it seems like he's interested in another bid at the top job. He will be term limited as governor of Florida. In about 2 years from now, his term as governor of Florida runs out, and he is not allowed, because he's already held the been elected twice, to run again for governor. He is sending out a great deal of publicity about some real accomplishments. And he just signed a bunch of bills in Florida that target illegal immigration. And one enhances penalties for driving without a valid license. There's another bill banning local governments from accepting ideas issued outside of Florida to people who are here illegally. And it ups the penalties for crimes committed by a person who has returned illegally to the United States after deportation. Here is what Governor DeSantis had to say, clip 9.
Bill 1036 enhances penalties for a crime committed by an individual who returns to the country illegally after deportation. And what you find in some of these really significant incidents where people are getting raped or murdered is it's not only an illegal alien, but it's somebody that had already been deported from this country and then comes back to commit crimes again. So in the state of Florida, if you have been deported and you come to this state and enter our state and you're here illegally and you commit crimes, we are throwing the book at you. And you are not, you are going to regret coming to the state of Florida. So I'm happy to sign that into law.
Okay, again, what he's saying basically is we're going to make it clear that if we've gone to the trouble to deport you, then don't come back, because the consequences will be and should be dire. He also talked about Florida agents who interdicted a boat that had 25 suspected illegal aliens from Haiti. Now, given what's going on in Haiti, you have to feel sorry for people, but listen to what Governor DeSantis had to say.
Just recently, within the last couple of weeks, and this will be made public later today, our Florida Fish and Wildlife officers interdicted a vessel that had 25 illegal immigrants, potentially illegal immigrants from Haiti, in their boat, in their vessel. They had firearms, they had drugs, they had night vision gear, and were boating very recklessly, which would potentially endanger other folks. So that vessel was interdicted near the Sebastian Inlet. And those illegal aliens were turned over to the Coast Guard for deportation. So our folks have been doing this before we augmented this, and they're going to continue to do it. And we've got an incredible amount of resources that are now on display to be able to prevent.
Okay. Governor DeSantis paying some real attention to an issue which clearly begs for resolution, and it needs to be a nonpartisan resolution or nothing will ever work. And maybe, just maybe, this new year of 2024, yeah, still a new year in the month of March, and on the eve of St. Patrick's Day. With all of that going on, maybe this could be the year we actually do immigration reform. There's also this other story that I've begun to talk about Northwestern University in Evanston, right outside Chicago. It's a really very distinguished campus with an outstanding school of journalism, an outstanding school of law, and more. And they just allowed, and without the administration doing anything about it, this sort of monument on the school to be painted over in memory of the member of the Air Force who walked up to the gates of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., poured some inflammable fluid over his head, and then set his face on fire and died. And he did so shouting, "Free Palestine, free Palestine." The glorification of a man, writes National Review, whom Hamas praised as immortal, offers a glimpse at the simmering anti-Israel hatred and anti-Semitism that has taken root on the Northwestern campus in the wake of the October 7th massacre of Israelis, Jewish students told National Review. The Campus Students for Justice in Palestine chapter said immediately after the news of October 7th came to light that, quote, "The occupied and oppressed have the undeniable right to resist and seek their freedom without stigmatization as instigators and terrorists." And they said that the act was a testament to the indomitable human spirit. They're talking about the act of the mass rapes and killings and tortures of October 7th. The Northwestern University Community for Human Rights Organization wrote in its post-October 7th statement that, quote, "It stands in solidarity with Palestinian freedom fighters and accused Jews of controlling the media through Zionist propaganda." And it goes on. And if we don't pay attention or do more, there are complaints from Northwestern students who feel unsafe. When they glorify someone who kills himself in front of the Israeli embassy, maybe that's understandable. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Dr. Mark Esper, who served as the United States Defense Secretary during the Trump administration, and he is the author of the book posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. He's the author of the book A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. He serves on the board of the McCain Institute, And Mark Esper also serves on the board or as a strategic advisor for a handful of aerospace and defense-related companies. And the views that he expresses on current affairs are his own. You are outspoken about the crisis looming for United States security with our shrinking defense budget and shrinking as a percentage of the total national budget that we spend of our GDP, and also just the force of inflation sinking in real terms. Oh, what do we need to do?
Well, first of all, Michael, it's great to be back with you and your audience. Thanks for inviting me back. Yeah, look, this is these are very uncertain times for the United States and the Western democracies. During my time in office as Pentagon chief, we talked about the era of great power competition being upon us, and now we see it up front, right, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which is now in its third year, and increasing tensions in the Pacific with China. And, you know, when you're going through a period like this or entering a period like this, you have to think more about what does it take to ensure the nation's security, but as importantly, peace and security in the world so that our economy can prosper. And frankly, the Biden administration these last few years keeps underfunding defense. The recently proposed budget that went up to Capitol Hill only allowed for a 1% increase in defense spending, and we know inflation alone is 3, 4, 5% these days. So look, and the Trump administration was guilty of some of this as well. We just need a bipartisan consensus to recognize that we have to, in these uncertain times, invest in our nation's defense. If we're going to protect and secure those things that we value and cherish.
And part of the problem, and we've talked about this before, is not just a shortage of money, it's a shortage of recruits. Should some of that additional funding that we are directing to the military, should be directing to the military, would that also be useful in terms of doing a better job filling the recruitment needs for all of our armed services?
Well, you know, I do give Congress credit in this much. Whenever they approve a defense appropriations bill, they're usually very generous to our troops. And I think there's a 4 or 5% increase baked in this year. The challenge, of course, is when you do that, that means funds are taken away from what we call the modernization or investment accounts. And so you're less able to build or procure or research new types of weapons and equipment and technology. So my concern is the bigger problem we have with manpower today is you have, you know, 78% or so of America's youth are unqualified to serve, Michael, unqualified because of obesity, drug use, mental health issues, criminal records, 78% out of a nation of 334 million people. And then of that remaining 21, 22, 23% who are qualified for service, fewer than 10% are interested in doing so. So we have a really a bad situation on our hands. It seems to be getting worse, and it's driven by societal and demographic changes that fewer and fewer people are qualified to serve and fewer people are interested in serving. So my concern is, where do we end up in 5, 10, 15 years? Will we be in a real manpower crisis?
Today it's the beginning of St. Patrick's Day weekend. St. Patrick's Day is on Saturday night, Sunday. Okay, with that, the Irish Prime Minister was visiting with President Biden, and he gave a very strong, rousing pitch for more aid for Ukraine. If Ireland can do that, a small country just struggling into prosperity, don't we need to do more in the United States?
Well, first of all, for transparency's sake, I'm Irish as well, so just so your viewers know.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Éireann go bra.
Yeah, you too. Look, we do need to do more. People tend to paint this, or folks who oppose funding for Ukraine say, hey, look, this shouldn't go to Ukraine, it should go to border security, or it should go for this or that. And my view is they're right. We should be spending more on border security. We have a really chaotic situation down on the southwest border. But I think we can do both, and I think we should do both, because at the end of the day, us providing the Ukrainians the arms and ammunition and equipment they need to push back and hopefully ultimately defeat the Russians is good for our security as well. It enhances America's national security and certainly those of our allies in Europe. Speaking of which, I think our allies in Europe need to do a whole lot more when it comes to providing arms and ammunition and financial assistance to the Ukrainians, too. Some are doing a great job. Some, in fact, are doing more as a percentage of GDP than the United States, but a majority are not. And so, look, we're all in this big boat. We're in this era of strategic competition between the democracies of the world and the autocracies of the world led by Russia and China. And so we all need to realize what's at stake here and really pull our fair share and make the tough choices. That's just the world we're in today, unfortunately.
You are a peace through strength advocate who could be described as a Reagan Republican. You're on the board.
Absolutely.
Of
another Irishman.
There you go. And McCain, too, also has partially Irish ancestry.
Right.
But what would John McCain, what would Ronald Reagan say to today's Republican Party if they were able to transmit an important message?
You know, certainly Reagan would say America is that shining city on the hill. We stand for peace and liberty and freedom. And we have a burden to lead in this world, this very uncertain, unstable world. We've helped keep the peace for the most part since the end of World War II. And we saw what happened when we didn't take the leadership mantle after World War I. We had a second World War. So Reagan would say we need to lead. We need to defeat these, as he called the Russian Empire, or the Soviet Union, the evil empires. And we have a new one that's cropped up called China, led by Beijing. And so he would say we need to fight and support these young democracies. And at the end of the day, he would argue that it's wholly consistent with our values, it's consistent with our traditions, and it's important for our national security and our economic prosperity.
Appreciate your joining us. Appreciate your message. Do wish you a very festive and happy and meaningful St. Patrick's Day. The new book by Secretary Mark Esper, who is the Secretary of Defense, is a terrific read. It is called A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. How extraordinary? So extraordinary that Gallup just came out with a poll where they identify 20% of younger women who say they are part of the LGBTQ plus community. What does that really mean? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedNet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for civilian evacuation. A tornado in Ohio resulted in at least 3 fatalities, while another tornado in Indiana caused multiple injuries. Ohio experienced a total of 5 confirmed tornadoes. Additionally, a tornado damaged more than 50 structures in a small town in northern Kentucky, which is located close to the Indiana border. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Kamala Harris actually made a, quote, historic trip to a Planned Parenthood clinic to speak about what Democrats believe will be one of the biggest issues facing the country in the election of 2024. We talked about this yesterday just a bit. I mean, being an outstanding cheerleader for an abortion clinic is different from saying, yes, we are pro-choice. But Kamala Harris was pro something else. Listen.
So everyone get ready for the language. Uterus. That part of the body needs a lot of medical care from time to time.
A lot of medical care from time to time. Okay. This does not really have any connection at all with the new big news from Gallup, where they announce in the first paragraph of this story that more than 1 in 5 Gen Z adults identify as LGBTQ, and that's particularly true of Gen Z women. U.S. adults now identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer, or some other sexual orientation besides heterosexual now comprise 7.6% of the total population. The current figure is up from 5.6% 4 years ago and 3.5% in 2012. In other words, the percentage of people who identify as LGBTQ plus has just skyrocketed. These results, they explain, are based on aggregated data from 2023 Gallup telephone surveys encompassing interviews with more than 12,000 Americans aged 18 and older. In each survey, Gallup asks respondents whether they identify as heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or something else. Overall, 85.6% say they are straight or heterosexual. 7.6% identify with one or more LGBTQ groups. Now, the one thing that you really wonder about is that we've covered this before. It is simply a lie that is based on a terrible misunderstanding. The Kinsey Report was the first source that people had, and this is in the 1940s and 50s. They were doing their research where they would ask people what percentage of you are, how many people here have ever had a homosexual experience or have ever, and they came up with the answer, this is years ago, that 10% of everybody they interviewed had some kind of gay experience. The problem is that they were disproportionately interviewing prisoners. And, okay, I don't think we have to fill in too many dots here, but if you're talking to prisoners, you're not going to get a normal distribution of unconventional sexual behavior. And yes, gay behavior, though it goes back in time and it's always been there, it is unconventional in terms of not representing the conventions of the public at large. But here's what is stunning, is that more than one in five Gen Z adults ranging in age from 18 to 26 identify as LGBTQ+, as do nearly 1 in 10 millennials aged 27 to 42, etc. And it gets up to be very low among baby boomers. 2% identify as some kind of LGBTQ. The point that they don't emphasize here, and you have to actually look at this to get it clear, is that most of the people, and when I say most, literally a majority of the people who they count toward that 7.6%, 57% of all those people who identify as LGBTQ are one persuasion. What persuasion? Bisexual. They are 57.3% of LGBTQ individuals, and 4.4% of U.S. adults who identify as bisexuals. Bisexuals are almost four times more common than either lesbians or gay people. Now, why is that important? Because one of the things that basically has been a theory and a very, very crucial element in belief of the gay revolution and the entire basically change in the acceptance of gay behavior, gay marriage, gay child rearing, et cetera, has been the idea that this is not a choice. That basically someone is born with gay inclinations or transgendered inclinations, and there is nothing you can do about it. It is just not a choice. It is who you are. It is an essential part of your personality.
I'm gay from here on out.
Okay. But here is the difficulty, is that if you are bisexual, then you clearly have both impulses, and there is very clearly an element of choice in who you choose to live your life with, which direction you choose to go. And most of the people who identify as LGBTQ+ are people who identify as bisexual. Gay and lesbians are the next most common identities, not the 57.3% of LGBTQ, but they represent slightly over 1% of U.S. adults and roughly 1 in 6 LGBTQ plus adults. Remember, a majority of the LGBTQ people are bisexual. And the most commonly volunteered LGBTQ plus identities are pansexual, which means whatever moves, and asexual, which means you're not doing a lot of moving at all. That was mentioned by less than 2% of LGBTQ plus adults each. Okay, with all of this, the idea of basically your sexual orientation or your sexual nature being destiny and it will never change and there's nothing you can do about it, is there a significant change that has gone on if someone who is bisexual goes from a female partner to a male partner, or vice versa, from a male partner to a female partner? And all of this is touches a news story, because the only member of the United States Senate ever to identify as bisexual is leaving the U.S. Senate, Kyrsten Sinema. And the idea that most people would have no realization at all that the majority of people who are identified, tagged as LGBTQ, are actually bisexual. Something worth keeping in mind. A couple of movies that are worth keeping in mind we will get to coming up on the eve of St. Patrick's Day on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We've given some attention today to St. Patrick's Day because it has become an American holiday that I think everybody enjoys. But it's also appropriate to recognize that it is the Sabbath, Jewish Sabbath, starting at sundown tonight. And it's one of those things where it's a good time to look at one of the big misunderstandings that people have about what it means to be Jewish. People hear the term chosen people, and that sounds like a master race, right? No, it doesn't. We have a brand new Substack, a new podcast that we just did, part of our series, part 7 of Myths, Misunderstandings, and Lies about the Middle East and Israel. And this is about the chosen people idea. And the fact that basically the Am Sigula, which is a term for chosen people that's used in the Bible, doesn't mean you're chosen for special privileges. It means being chosen for special responsibilities. How does that work out? Check it out at michaelmedved.substack.com. We've also posted our really fascinating extended interview with Admiral James Stavridis, the author of a new book, 2054. That's also up there on Substack, and a brand new column as well about what happens to the GOP if Trump doesn't win in November. Check it all out at our Substack account. And meanwhile, two big new offerings from Hollywood. Okay, first of all, there is a new series. They've released the first two editions in the series. This is on Apple TV Plus, and it's called Manhunt. It's going to be dropping another one this evening. The third one in the series. The first two are pretty impressive, I've got to tell you, and very much hooking you and wanting you to keep watching. Manhunt is about John Wilkes Booth, who's played, by the way, by an Irishman named Boyle. But in the movie, it focuses on the Lincoln assassination and then the 2 weeks that the officials led by the Secretary of War, Edmund McMaster Stanton, the officials spent trying to catch Booth and to unravel the conspiracy that had led to the assassination of the president and to a near-fatal attack on Secretary of State William Henry Seward. All of this is well portrayed, historically very responsible, and introducing you to a fascinating cast of characters. The really central character is Edwin McMaster Stanton, who became, with the Secretary of State, immobilized the Vice President completely. Well, a certain amount of alcohol going around. Vice President Andrew Johnson, totally unprepared for the presidency. And the one guy who kept things together was played by the outstanding Australian actor Tobias Menzies. He doesn't look at all like the historical image of Edwin Stanton, the real Secretary of War, who kept the country together in one of the scariest, most vulnerable times in our entire history. Listen.
What happened?
The president's been shot.
Witnesses are saying we're John Wilkes Booth.
Wait, the actor?
Do you know who I am?
I'm a symbol.
How does a well-known actor commit murder in front of an audience of 1,500 people and escape?
Find the man that killed my husband.
Gentlemen, I am tasking you with the capture of John Wilkes Booth.
This is a conspiracy to dismember our government.
There's a bounty on the head of Booth. I intend to collect.
Okay, this is Lily Taylor playing Mary Todd Lincoln. The film is totally absorbing. It has a number of difficulties. Edwin Stanton had a very substantial full beard. I think that would have looked too silly, they assumed. So they use an Australian actor with no beard, fake or real, played by Tobias Menzies. But they give you a real sense of what Stanton was going through and what the country was going through. And there are a few jarring uses of contemporary language. They talk about money laundering, which was not a thing in 1865, and that's a go, which is not something someone would have said in 1865. But still, it's three stars, and one of those things that I think people will thoroughly enjoy and find themselves hooked by it. It's rated TV mature for obviously some very bloody content, because the attacks that they were trying to catch the perpetrators of, those attacks were bloody and nightmarish. Something else which is the opposite side of human experience is a film called One Life. And this is a true story. It has been done with the survivors of the story, which takes place both in 1987 and some 50 years before. And it stars Anthony Hopkins. He plays a British stockbroker busy with his career, who finds everything interrupted by 1937 because he gets caught up with trying to rescue refugee children, desperate refugee children, most of them but not all of them Jewish, who are trying to get out of Czechoslovakia after the German Nazi occupation of that country. Anthony Hopkins plays that same individual in old age, and he is outstanding. Listen.
Now, an extraordinary story about a young man who many years ago visited Prague. What he found there were thousands of refugees at the mercy of Hitler's imminent invasion.
Do you ever think about the children and what happened to them?
We are working to evacuate these children by train to safety in Britain.
Why are you doing this, Mr. Winton?
Because I may be able to do something about it.
Nicky, you must know we cannot save them all. You have to forgive yourself that.
Okay, this is a remarkable film. And I dare you, it is impossible to watch it without being incredibly moved. First of all, it's all true. And Nicholas Winton, who was knighted by Queen Elizabeth, lived to 106. And he lived to see the remarkable outcome of the 669 children's lives that he saved. The film very dramatically shows you how he did it and indicates why he did it. This is certainly one of the best films so far of 2024, and I think will be one of the best films of the entire year. It is rated PG. That's my only complaint here, because we're talking about references to Hitlerian violence and death. PG-13 is probably more appropriate. This would be problematic for little people, like the age of my grandchildren. But someday they'll see this film. I think it will last and deserve to last. It is done by, directed and co-produced by a TV director from Great Britain named Josh Hawes. And congratulations to him and Sir Anthony Hopkins, who again gives a performance that can break your heart. Coming up next time on the Medved Show, former Vice President Mike Pence announced today that he would not be endorsing former President Trump in the 2024 presidential race. Is that completely a shock? Why he's withholding his endorsement, we will talk about that on the Medved Show. We'll also talk about all of the delays that President Trump has been able to win in terms of his legal proceedings, the legal proceedings against him. And those delays have been significant. And it raises the very real possibility that none of the four criminal cases he has to deal with maybe even begun in terms of trial before the election in November. We'll take a look at that, what the impact will be. And meanwhile, no labels. They are going to choose a unity ticket for president. How are they going to do it? Who are they going to do it to? That's one of the questions on the table coming up Monday, day after St. Patrick's Day, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.